This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Qatada ibn Da'ama al-Sadusi, radiyallahu anhu wa rahimahullahu ta'ala, he died 118 years after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made a statement, a profound statement, that Ibn al-Qayyim chose to use in regards to your responsibility as a Muslim in following the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and your sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, كَلِمَتَانْ يُسْأَلُ عَنْهُمَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَالْآخِرُونَ مَاذَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ وَمَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He says, there will be two words that an individual will be asked about, or that the people, the earlier nations and the latter nations will be asked about. What did you worship, or who did you worship? And did you respond to the prophets? Or what was your answer to the ones that were sent to you? This is important. As Ibn al-Qayyim mentions in another one of his beautiful books, Ighathat al-Ahfan, he mentions the first question is in regards to ikhlas, your sincerity. ماذا كنتم تعبدون? Who are the ones that you were worshiping? Who are the ones that your whole heart was devoted to them? Or you found wholeness when doing the ritualistic action to that person or to that thing? Who are you worshiping? That's your sincerity. وَمَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ? And your following, your mutaba'ah. Who are you following? Who are you emulating? Who was your role model? Who did you look up to ultimately? Whose guidance did you turn everything back to? You put it against that. Who were you following? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the chapter of Al-A'raf, فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We will verily ask the ones that were, the message was sent to them, being you and me, and we will ask the messengers themselves, mursaleen, the ones that were given the message. Right? We will ask both of them. So understanding this is important, because when you reach that age of puberty, you are held responsible. And that responsibility is something that should not be taken lightly. Realizing that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to you to fulfill your natural and universal responsibility, which is acknowledgement of God and doing your best to worship Him. That is so profound of the statement of Qatada, because these two questions will be asked to each and every one of us. No exception. What does that do to your psyche? How do you feel about that when hearing that you will be asked upon these two questions concerning this lifelong responsibility? And it's important for us to remember that we cannot lie in this moment, because this question will be asked most likely on our grave. It could be that we're similar to the three questions, Man Rabbuk, Man Nabiyuk, Wa Madinuk. آمنت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا مرسلا. So understanding the beauty of this, the responsibility, the rights that you have, the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that answer these questions correctly, and make us of those that throughout our lifetime we live out these answers through sincerity and through compliance. And the compliance is the strongest sign of our sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.